Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to Reasonably Shady, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Welcome to another episode of Reasonably Shady. I am Giselle Bryant.
What's up, y'all? It is Robin Dixon. Yeah, check it in.
What's up? How you feeling?
I am like on the road to like feeling good.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like last week was a lot for a lot of reasons.
Right.
You know, over the past couple weeks, it was like Thanksgiving. It was our live show.
Right.
It was an insane amount of people mad at me in the world of
after haters,
entertainment, TV, social media. I'm like, y'all just watch TV and be entertained and move on.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm good.
You're feeling good. Okay. Yeah. I love that. I'm feeling good too. Friendly reminder that we also are ladies that are on Patreon. Reasonably Shady is on Patreon.
Yes.
So if you haven't subscribed? Then subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe, because we have a really good time doing our Patreon live Zooms.
Yes.
With our Reasonably Shady bunch. Okay.
Stirs.
Yes.
Stirs. Reasonably Shade Stirs.
No, our Reasonably Shady bunch. Yes. We have a really good time with them. Uh-huh. You know, I love just talking to them and just answering their questions.
Yeah.
And they get to you know, get to know us a little bit more. So
For those who don't, let's spell this out. So it's a Zoom. We see your faces. Y'all see our faces. And we're talking directly to you.
Yeah.
So you got to subscribe, people.
Yeah. It's way better than just being on Instagram Live. And you know how when you're on Instagram Live, there's 50 million comments just coming through and you can't really address people and you don't know who's who. I literally recognize people's faces now, you know what I mean?
I know. Okay. I know. They're our friends. We have friends.
Exactly. So we really appreciate you guys.
Yeah. And actually we're going to talk about the live show in a minute, but anyway, we have to talk about our Reasonably Shady moment of the week.
Yes.
What's yours?
Okay, so
this sounds funny. This is not shady. This is funny. Robin's laughing.
I mean, it's just at this point, life is just funny.
Yes, it is.
So, I shared this on Patreon.
Okay.
Last weekend was our live show.
Yes.
Right?
In New York, and it was amazing. And we'll talk about that in a second.
Yes. And it was a long weekend. You know, it was raining. It was Thanksgiving weekend. I actually drove back from New York, or rode in the car back from New York with Carly. So, like, I got home Sunday night, I don't know, 6 p.m.-ish, and was exhausted. Right? Okay. So, I came home, got settled, you know, cleaned up, and I went to bed. Like, I literally was in the bed by like a little bit after 9 o'clock, which is really early for me.
Yeah. You did a Giselle.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I was just feeling good. I was like, yes, I'm going to bed. I'm tired. And I got in the bed and I knocked out like really quickly and early. I was feeling good. And then all of a sudden it was like, boom, like someone like burst into my room.
Okay.
It was like 11 o'clock at night. And it was like, Robin, what are all these people messaging me for, asking me about, telling me about some man whose chest you were rubbing on the beach or you were rubbing in Miami? And I was like, first of all.
Okay. So first of all, if you haven't seen Potomac, you have to watch it in order to understand what Robin is talking about. But on the show, Robin is, we are on Miami Beach. We see some young boys. Literally, they're like 20, 21.
Yes.
And they come up to us and they had muscles. We were rubbing on the muscles.
Yes. We wanted them to take a picture. We were trying to take a group picture. This nice group of young boys walks past.
Yeah.
And one of them, one in particular, had like, he was like really tight, really, you know, he had great muscles. So I started, you know, just like feeling on his muscles. Cause I was like, oh, these muscles are nice. So he literally like burst. So, you know, when you like are startled out of your sleep or just startled in general, my heart was like pounding. It was like racing for like an hour after that. Like it couldn't like, cause he it wasn't that he burst in the room cause he was mad. He's just like, he's just loud.
He's,
you know,
very
Juan
loud.
Is just a loud person.
Yeah.
So, so he's like, and I'm laying there because I had not watched the episode. I still actually haven't watched it. I hadn't watched the episode and I forgot. And I was like, I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't even know what you're talking about. And I'm thinking, he's like, were you in the club? Were you in the club, you know, doing something? And I was like, no. And then I was like, oh, when we were on the beach.
Yes.
Like, then it came back to me. Yeah.
With some boy toys.
So apparently people were all on Twitter. I guess it was his Twitter. He's on Twitter to... So this is so crazy.
Okay.
Like this poor man.
Juan does not need to be on Twitter.
Well, he's on Twitter for basketball reasons.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
But like, he's going to get inundated with RHOP.
Yeah. So he's like... I keep getting these notifications and he's like, what are you doing on this show? Like, why do these people hate you so much? He's like, what are you doing? He's like, these people are messaging me, telling me, saying, why are you with her? She's so horrible. Don't marry her. She's rubbing on a 21-year-old's chest. She's embarrassing you. And
really?
She's this
really?
And she's that. And she
people are just the worst.
He's like, what are you doing? I said, Juan, I'm making a TV show. I said, I'm showing up to work. I'm clocking in. I'm clocking out. I'm like, I can't help it if these people can't, if they can't watch TV and be entertained and just leave it there.
Right.
Like if they have to, you know, if they get so worked up and take shit personal and get mad and angry and, you know, to the point where they're, you know, I don't know, calling people out their names and messaging everybody in the world.
Okay, so
how much they hate me.
Who is shady, Juan or the people contacting Juan?
Both.
Oh, okay.
Both.
Okay.
Juan. Oh, and then the worst part, I could not fall back to sleep until like 2 a.m. It was after 2 a.m.
That's the worst.
So, right. So that's the, that's to me is the shady part.
Like, right.
You and woke me up for this shit.
For this nonsense.
Right. And I can't fall back to sleep. And meanwhile, he in a bit.
Right. Oh, he's knocked out.
Yes.
The worst.
And then woke up this morning. I slept so good. I said, well, I didn't.
Juan just, Antonio.
I'm like, Juan. Like, but he's just like, what is going on? Like,
tell him stay tuned because later in the season, you have to forewarn him.
No, I'm
about... I'm Robin's
just deactivate
party. Yeah.
Your Twitter.
Okay. Just anyway, deactivate. I'm going to give you deactivate. I'm going to give you my reason to be shady moment because my kids are shady once again.
Okay.
I love them very much. However, okay, so Angel and Adore are running track.
Yeah.
Winter track has started.
Okay. No basketball this year?
No, they haven't played basketball in a while.
School. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And basketball in high school is very serious.
Yeah.
Track, not so much.
Yeah.
So their first track meet is this weekend.
Okay.
And, you know, it's winter track, and normally most of the track meets, is that what it's called, track meet? Mm-hmm. They're indoors, but this particular one is outdoors. Mm. Anyway, so they say to me, so I'm like, where's the track meet? And they're like, oh, Mom, you don't have to come. It's really, really, really far. It's in Virginia. It's like super far. So I was like, they told me that like 2 weeks ago, and I didn't pay any attention. So I was like, okay. Yesterday, I was like, yo, where's the track meet? They were like, oh, they slipped up. They was like, it's by Tyson's. Okay, so Tyson's
it's not really,
is literally
really
like around 10 minutes from my house. Okay.
Okay, were there boys there? Okay.
No, there was no, they will. So, okay, so let me explain. So I said, what? Is that Tyson's? They're like, well, Mom, we know how you are. It's going to be outside. And, you know, you don't like sitting outside in the cold. And, you know, we just want to spare you. I said, y'all suck.
Right.
Why don't y'all want me there? They're like, oh, but we got to call my sister, like their aunt. They were like, she'll come. She doesn't mind sitting there in the cold. I said, So y'all want y'all's aunt to come, but not your mother? What is happening here?
Right. What is happening?
I think, so then later I kept talking to them, and then Adore is a little nervous because it's her first track meet ever.
Oh,
like Angel did track last year. This is Adore's first time. So she thinks she's going to do bad.
Okay.
And she doesn't want me to see her do bad. I'm like, girl, I gave birth to you. You've been doing bad. I've been seeing that. Like, what?
But whatever. She wants her aunt to see her do
that. Yes. Right. So anyway, I will be there. And I don't care whether they like it or not.
Oh, maybe they were just like not trying to bother you or something.
That they do that too. But I'm like, I'm supposed to be bothered right now.
Yeah.
It's not a bother.
You know what? It's funny. When I was in high school, I played basketball. And I kind of didn't really want my parents to come either.
Really?
Like, yeah. And one time, oh my gosh, it was my game. I remember this. I don't remember a lot, but I remember this. We were about to play a game. I think we were in warm-ups.
Okay.
And I see my father like pulling out a camera, like a video recorder.
Okay.
And he's setting the tripod up and all that.
No way.
I walked over to him. I said, no, do not record this game. No. Like, I went off. I said, if you record this game, I'm not playing.
Oh my, not the tripod.
It's so crazy. I remember what school we were playing. I remember exactly where we were. Like, I was like, no, I am not playing if you record this game. I don't know what it was. I was just like,
you were like, hell no, not today.
Yes. I did not, and I'm still like this. Like, I don't really like attention.
Oh.
Like, so, okay. So for me, it's like from me having my parents in the stands recording my game.
He came with lights, camera, action,
yes,
honey.
Yes. I said, oh no. And it's so funny because that's the polar opposite from my brother. So my brother's 3 years older than me. He played basketball. He wanted everything recorded. He would come home and watch, you know, as soon as he got home, he's watching the game. He wants to know.
He's rewinding.
Yes. He wants to know what you thought about every play and what Mr. Johnson in the stand said about him. You know what I'm saying?
A mess.
So I think my father was assuming that I was kind of like, you know, expecting the same treatment.
Had your father met you?
Yeah.
How much time had y'all spent together?
A few days.
Okay.
But when I saw that, I said, oh, hell no. So maybe that's like, maybe that's what it is.
Probably a little bit of that, but I felt like that was super shady. So not only am I going to be there, I'm going to be there screaming.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, because.
Oh gosh. Don't scream too loud.
Well, I think this is just like to get them back for the mere fact that y'all didn't want me there. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
But anyway, we have so much to discuss. There's so much happening in the world. Okay, first I want to touch on, because, you know, and this is an exception because we said we're never going to talk about Kanye again, but this is the exception because he is now officially divorced from Kim.
Right.
Okay, so it's been put all over the place. He owes her $200,000 a month. For child support.
Okay, first of all, how do we know this information? Because I find that so weird because they're so, you know, tight-lipped with everything. Like, why is this public knowledge?
Well, we don't have just that. We have, like, she got eight homes.
Eight?
Eight. There was a house that he bought across the street from her for $4 million. She got that, and she got, like, seven others. She got, like, a bunch of stuff. And I don't know who leaked the information, but people know.
Right. What kind of prenup did he not have? Jeez, like,
I thought like 2 weeks ago he was broke. Didn't isn't that what he said? 2 weeks ago he no, said,
well, he's just not a billionaire anymore.
Right. But right? He said that he was Jesus and everything had been stripped from him like Jesus.
I mean,
well, clearly not the your money.
I think we take everything Kanye says with a grain of salt. Right.
Okay.
I mean,
yes. Yes. He said, and he also proclaimed he was Martin Luther King, persecuted by the people. Okay. I was like, Kanye, you're doing too much. If I were to give Kim a little piece of advice.
Yeah.
I would say, Kim, girl, because, you know, Kanye, a little bit of a hot wire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if we do the math, 200,000 times 12 is 2.4 a year. Let's say times 10 years, because the kids are small.
Yeah.
Okay. Times 10, what's that?
24 million.
Get your money now. Ask Kanye for a check for $24 million today.
Okay. And be done.
And be done. Because in 5 years, God knows what Kanye is going to say to piss people off and how much money will he have in his bank account.
Right. That's true. That and do you even want to be like, it, like, I feel like that's like really cutting the cord almost.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like when you're like, first of all, is she going to be waiting by her bank account
no.
for the $200,000 to hit?
Not you know, the point.
Right.
Just like, give it to me now.
Right.
I mean, clearly she got money. She doesn't need it.
Right.
But you do have to be responsible for your children. This is for her children.
Yeah.
But yeah, cut me a check today.
I mean, that's good advice. Do you think, okay, so what else did she get?
She got A houses and she probably got, she has peace of mind at this
point. So is he worth that much more than her?
Well,
What's confusing to me.
Well, he has a part of Skims.
He does?
He does. He has a part ownership of Skims.
Okay.
So he's getting money from her business, right? So is it kind of like, let's just call it a wash? Don't pay me the $200,000 a month. Let's just call it a wash.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't know. I just feel like this is a pretty large sum of money.
Yeah. And 30 days goes by real fast.
Yes.
Real fast.
Yes. Pretty large sum of money for someone like Kim, who is probably worth just as much as he is.
If not more. And I'm saying, and if we were to look at longevity of income, I think she's got a little bit more longevity than him.
Right.
But he's got royalties from money.
He's got,
I mean, from music.
Yeah. He's got music. You know, he's got his hands, not only in his own music, but other people's music.
Yeah.
Too, so
true.
So who knows? But I just feel like, I don't know. I feel like if I was Kim and Kanye, like,
right.
just give me the divorce. I don't want a penny from you. I don't want your house. I don't want any of that.
Right.
Like, well, I don't even understand why
there's even money being exchanged back and forth. I don't know. Maybe we really don't know how much Kanye has. And Kim is like, give me mine. Or it could be, she could be thinking about it from the perspective of, this is for the children. So she might take that money and put it away for them.
Right.
And I respect that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, this is for the kids.
And in a sense of like, I can't trust you to do the right thing with the money, with your money for the children.
Kids. Right.
So
bring it on over here. And she's got like full physical custody.
Right.
Yeah.
But then it also said they are supposed to like split all of the expenses. So like, you know, the private school and the clothes and all that.
Yeah.
Like he still has to pay that
all
type
that
of stuff, right?
On top of the 200.
I don't know.
It's a lot.
But I do like that. Like, yes, Kim, get your $24 million
up front
and call it a day.
And call it a freaking day. Now,
and I don't want those houses.
I do.
Or like liquidate them.
Yeah,
sell them.
I want everything owed to me.
I just feel like did they buy the houses together? Did they buy 8 houses together, or was he? Remember, he got that like Montana
ranch or whatever.
Like, I'm sure he went and just bought that himself.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It sounds like they buying houses left and right and everywhere.
Yeah,
they buying a house for every kid.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Speaking of other celebrity news, this was intriguing to me.
Yeah.
Because J-Lo decided to talk a little bit about Ben. And so, which we really don't care, but I cared about this because I have a question.
Okay.
So she said that 20 years ago when they broke up and when that engagement ended, her heart was destroyed and she did not think she would ever recover. And she, for the past 18 years, has been trying to get it right, but she couldn't get it right. But she got it right when she got back with Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there somebody in your life that you have been upset about for 18 years? I need to know. 18 years?
Do you believe her, though? I don't believe
her. Hell no, I don't believe Jennifer Lopez. Okay? I don't believe her at all.
I was watching like a snippet of the interview, and I was like, you're an actress, and I'm still not convinced.
Like you're not doing a good acting job, sis.
Like, you're literally just trying to sell us your music, period.
Right. Right.
That's it.
That is it.
I mean, she was tying it into this album. This album is reminiscent of how she felt during her first relationship with Ben.
Okay.
So whenever she wrote, what album was that? Was it This Is Me or something? I don't remember the name of it. So the album she wrote or I don't know if she wrote it, whatever, sang when she was with Ben before. She's comparing the emotions in this new album to that. And I'm like, girls,
stop.
We don't believe you. Like, nice like try.
At all. Like, at all. Stop it. And you just going to shit on Mark Anthony, the father of your kids? Like, you doing that? I mean, it's okay to shit on A-Rod because, like, you know, he's shit-onable.
Right.
Did I make that up? Shit-onable?
No, that's a word. That's a word.
Yeah.
I mean, but I could see where she probably regrets. You know, she probably had regret that it didn't work out. And, maybe.
With Ben.
Yeah.
Okay. First time.
Yeah. Maybe. But, like, not to the point where, did she say she wanted to die?
She wanted to die.
Oh, like.
She didn't think she was going to be able to breathe again.
Right.
Girl, bye.
Girl, stop.
Yes. And goodbye.
Oh, and so I just stayed busy. Girl, you were busy anyway. That's why your relationship didn't even work, because you were so damn busy. Stop.
Jennifer, we don't believe anything that you're saying.
Yeah.
Now, she's supposed to be. Go ahead.
Or the fact that, where did this come from? Somebody made this up.
That she is supposed to be Whitney Houston?
Yeah, that she's supposed to be giving a Whitney Houston tribute at the Grammys.
But is she supposed to, so she's going to sing one of her songs? Is that what they're saying? She's going to sing two of her songs?
She is.
But
is
Jennifer can't sing.
I heard that this is actually not true, though.
It better not be true.
I heard that, like, it was put out there that she's doing a Whitney Houston tribute at the Grammys. Yeah. But it's actually, and you know, of course,
all hell broke loose on the Twitter.
Yes. People just
went crazy. Because we just going to skip over Jennifer Hudson, Fantasia, Mariah Carey.
I mean,
everybody.
Know, Jasmine Sullivan,
her. Shit, Erykah Badu.
Yeah.
I give her a run before Jennifer Lopez.
Even Tim's, and I thought Tim's was a man.
Who the hell is Tim's?
How do you sing the song? Oh yeah, it's 5 a.m.
Is that a woman or
that's
a man?
That's a woman, and I thought it was a man.
No, that sounds very high. It was high. It's high pitched.
I'm just saying.
Okay,
anybody.
Tim's is better. Yes.
Yeah.
How about what's my girl? Golden.
Jill Scott.
I mean, there's so many people. We're gonna go
Beyonce.
Beyonce, Kelly Rowland.
Yeah.
I even let Michelle belt out a couple of notes. Okay. Because. We're not going to allow Jennifer Lopez to do anything Whitney Houston-ish.
Wait, I saw something on Twitter. They said Britney Spears is jumping in, y'all.
Yes, Britney. We'll give her a chord or two. Hilarious.
But I think that is not true. That is the latest thing that I saw. That was some made up bull hickey from a...
Okay, do we want to get excited about the U.S. soccer team? Because Okay, we had a live show, guys, and I made an announcement about the U.S. soccer team. Everybody was like, they haven't scored a goal yet.
Giselle was like, yes, the U.S. soccer team is doing so well at the World Cup. And we're all like,
no, they didn't.
Giselle, they've been tying 0-0.
Like, I said, oops, I didn't know. But then they beat the, what you call them, the Iran. It's not Iran?
No, the one of a reporter corrected one of our soccer players and said
it's Iran.
Iran.
Wait a minute. It's what did I just say? I said Iran.
You said Iran.
And it's Iran.
Iran.
Oh, okay. Yes. I like that.
And,
I like it.
And the reporter like literally checked the man. He was like,
first of all, you say you support the Iranian people, but you're pronouncing our country's name wrong. Our country is named Iran, not Iran. Please, once and for all, let's get this clear.
It's Iran. It's not Iran. So
okay, well, I'm not mad at that because people used to say Potomac, and no, it's Potomac. Okay, Real Housewives of Potomac. Not Potomac, goddammit. Okay, but anyway, they won.
They won. However, did you see when they won?
Yes.
The man that scored the goal, he took himself out.
Yes, I did see that on the replay. That was kind of crazy.
So no, I'm not excited. If the one goal that we scored in the World Cup came from a man that took himself out in scoring the goal, I don't have faith.
Okay, in the Netherlands.
That we're going to farewell.
We're going to farewell with the Netherlands. As a matter of fact, I have a friend that gave me what we're supposed to be saying to the Netherlands.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I need to pull it up. Hold on. We're supposed to say Tot Zin, Netherlands. Tot Zin, Tot zien, Netherlands.
What are you saying?
That means goodbye in Dutch.
Okay.
Yes.
Goodbye. Tot ziens. Tot ziens. Tot ziens.
Tot zien.
Tot zien.
Okay. Well, let's see how that goes.
Tot zien. That's a good. By the time y'all hear this, we will know.
I know
who
when
won
is the game.
The game is Saturday.
Okay.
This World Cup is over for Christian Pulisic, Gio Reyna, and the U.S. They fall to eighth ranked the Netherlands, 3-1, unable to overcome two first half goals. Christian rolled on.
But
there.
Speaking of live show, guys. We was in New York and had a reasonably shady live show. I was so excited. I was pumped.
Yes, you were. But when are you not pumped?
I know, true story on that. But it was so good.
Yeah, it was really good. It was listen, I'm gonna keep it all the way real. So like 2 weeks prior to the show, we sold like 44 tickets.
Yeah, but you know, people don't buy into the. And Robin wanted to quit. She was like, Giselle, we're going to cancel the show. Yeah. I was like, we're not.
We need to have an executive.
We need to have a meeting. Have a she was calling
staff meeting.
Staff
y'all.
Meeting of two. And Carly talking about, we're going to cancel the show. And I was like, put my foot down, like, God damn it, we ain't canceling no freaking show. We're going to the show. Yes. I don't care if it's 20 people there. We going.
Yes. I mean, so it was a packed house, standing room only.
Standing room
sold
only.
Out. Thank you.
Yes.
But guys, the show was amazing. You guys were awesome. The energy was great. This is now our second live show, mm-hmm. and both of them were great. They were just a little bit different because they were in like different types of venues.
Yes. I do like the venue from New York.
Yeah. Yeah. It was City Winery. So more of like a comedy club, you know, performance type ish situation.
I liked how they were ordering food and drinking and like they were occupied as they were listening to us.
Our first show, and that's what we wanted for our first show. Our first show was more like in a theater. It was actually in a movie theater. So, you know, the best you could do was get popcorn at the concession stand.
Yeah.
You know?
I think you could get a drink or two.
They did have alcohol.
Liquor.
Yeah.
Some liquor.
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, I thought it was great. And we had a really great meet and greet session.
Yes.
Prior to the show.
Yes.
Where we sat, you know, we took our pictures with our VIP guests and we sat in the room with them intimately, mm-hmm. and like really had great conversation with them. Like I really like that. I like connecting with you all. So y'all look,
I was gonna say, before we started that like intimate meet and greet session, I asked everybody to put their phones down because like we really wanted to be able to like feel free to say things and it not be repeated 5,000 times on the internet.
Right.
So as of right now, I don't think anything has come out. So thank you for that. And that's how we'll handle like our live shows going forward. Like if you have a meet and greet ticket, then we will definitely like sit down and like chit chat up close and personal with you.
Right. Exactly. So one of everyone's favorite emailers,
Asia
from the Ollie Hawkins family. I know all y'all are familiar with her.
Yes.
Asia. Hey, Asia. Hey, girl.
Well, no, Asia came to the show. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
Asia was at the show, y'all. So it was really good to meet Asia. She was so excited. I just want to read her feedback, her letter. Hey, of course, because of course she emailed us on the show was Saturday night.
Yeah.
It ended at 10 p.m. She emailed us Sunday at 9 a.m.
Oh, I thought she was going to email us Saturday night at 11.
10:01.
Yes.
She waited a few hours.
Okay.
She had to drive. She lived in Delaware. So she drove up from Delaware. Oh,
okay.
And the really cool part about our show, there were people from all over.
Toronto,
I was expecting
Muhammad.
It to be like all New Yorkers. It was Muhammad. What's up, Muhammad from Toronto?
Yes. And Muhammad is a mess. We love you, Muhammad. He is a hot mess.
He's a heckler. Yes.
He's a little bit of a heckler, but like afterwards, he was talking to my kids and he was like telling them everything from the show. He's like, I know who's Angel. I know who's Adore. Like he was like all of that.
Oh,
like
good.
It was actually funny.
Yeah. So Muhammad was there. People from Pittsburgh and Philly and Samaj from who, you know, was at our first live show. Like we had a
where does Samaj live?
Here. Like in
here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maryland, DC area.
Okay.
Samaj came up. People just came, Boston. Like people really came all over and they were like people. I think she was from Boston or Connecticut or something. She was like by herself. I was like, my gosh, you travel by yourself just to see us? And she was like, you know.
Yes.
So yeah. So that
hell yes.
That's really special.
Okay.
So anyway, this is Asia. Hey y'all. Hey, I'm trying to come down from the excitement high of the live show in New York. To say it was fun is an understatement. I really enjoyed myself, and you ladies looked marvelous. I feel like Carly is my friend from a past life. When Aww. She took those boots off and did the heel toe, it was the best. I was cracking up. My knees weren't doing right for that dance. So Asia was participated in one of our segments. We had a little dance segment. The Real Housewives of Potomac introduced me to the Green Eyed Bandits, but Reasonably Shady has introduced me to Robin and Giselle, who are so down to earth, authentic, and beautiful inside and out, and both reasonable and shady.
Yes, I need for the people to understand Robin is shady too. Okay.
I think they understand.
They figured that out. Yeah. Okay, good. And sometimes I can be reasonable.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes.
Not often.
Yes. I am so happy and grateful that I was able to experience a live show. Thank you, ladies. And P.S., y'all still owe me my prize for winning the dance off. I'll take the gray hoodie and a large.
Okay, so wait a minute. The people didn't get their prizes? Carly?
Yeah, I don't know what happened to Asia. Most people got their prizes.
Okay, all right. Yeah. We got to make sure, yes. Because we had a couple of segments and people won, and we want to make sure you get your prizes. We're going to have more live shows.
Yeah.
But we would like for you all to tell us our next city. Where should we go?
Yeah. So I think we're going to put out some type of poll, maybe, so we can tally up the votes and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, please tell us the cities, because we want to make sure it's a packed house. We want to get a larger room.
Yeah, than what we had in New York.
Yeah.
For sure. We definitely need a larger room.
Yeah, but we want to make sure we sell it out.
Yeah, we will, Robin. Oh, my gosh. And we're not canceling the show. Okay, so while I was coming the next day, while I was in New York, I had my kids with me. We went to go see the MJ musical.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to need for everybody to get a ticket to this musical. Mm. It is so freaking good.
Now, were you an MJ fan?
No, okay. I'm not an MJ fan.
Okay,
me neither. I mean, I'm just okay with MJ.
Yeah.
But, of course, I know all his songs.
Right.
The guy that plays MJ, his name is Miles something, has won a Tony already for this role.
Wow.
It was just
like... And he's young, right? And he's from here.
He's from D.C.
He's from D.C.,
He's the youngest to ever win a Tony.
Wow.
Okay. And he is phenomenal.
Really?
Like, totally phenomenal. It was a marvelous show, hands down. I'm not an MJ fan, but it was like... At one point in the show, there was a segment, and I was like sitting there with my mouth open, like... This is amazing. Mm. All of the dancers were so good.
Really?
And it's a musical. And sometimes people get like sick of musicals because it's like a lot of singing going on, i.e. Robin. But it's songs that you know.
Yeah.
And that you want to sing to.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was totally good. It's in New York.
And how was like the actual like...
The story of it all?
Yeah.
The story we concentrated a lot with his relationship with his dad.
Okay.
So, which was pretty bad.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that was like the focus, and they didn't really they left everything else pretty much alone. But it was it was kind of like how the relationship with his dad formed him to be the man he became, which had its ups and downs and its pitfalls.
Yeah.
So yeah, we blamed it all on Joe Jackson.
So do they go as far as like his death?
No.
Okay.
So it's based around the Dangerous Tour. Remember the Dangerous Tour?
Okay. Uh-huh.
So Dangerous was after Victory. Did that tour even happen? Dangerous? I don't know. Maybe Carly will tell us at some point. But anyway.
I don't know. It, like the last one that he was?
I think so. Yes, that was going to be the last one.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I don't think it happened.
Well, they were trying to get it together, spending quadrillions of dollars. Like he was going to put a mortgage or leverage Neverland.
Oh, wow.
Is that right? Neverland?
Uh-huh.
That was okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, I mean, he just really wanted to get it right. That whole purpose was of that concert was to make money for a charity that he wanted to give money to. Mm. And I think for Bubbles also. Mm. Just kidding. I mean, I don't know.
Like, wait.
I'm making it up as I go along. But no, I mean, it was just fantastic. I was blown away. So just go check it out.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. you can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
We have a scandal to talk about, Robin. I love me some scandals.
I know.
Can I tell you, I love a good scandal. This is, and when it's scandal doesn't have anything to do with me, I'm like, yes.
Okay. It wasn't me.
So I'm a Today Show kind of girl.
Uh-huh.
However, I think I'm switching over to Good Morning America.
Well, they might not be there anymore, Giselle.
I know.
And I'm a Good Morning America girl. So you keep talking.
Okay. So the two hosts, or what are they, anchors of Good Morning America?
Co-anchors.
Co-anchors, yes. So it's TJ Holmes and Amy...
Robach.
Mm-hmm. They've been there for a while.
Yeah.
And they've been all like happy and cheery when they come to work in the morning. And we just thought that they were happy and cheery people. No, it's because they were having sex in the coat closet.
In the break room.
They're getting it in. Yes. Okay, so these are both married people.
Yes.
And apparently they've been having a torrid affair. And they're leaving their significant others to be together.
Now, do we know that part?
Well, that's what they said.
That they're leaving?
Listen, at this point, okay, they better.
Right.
Because they're about to get fired. Okay, so you think they're getting fired?
So I believe, yes, I believe... They got to do something. Okay.
Of course.
I don't think they can have the two of them on in the morning.
Why?
Together.
Why? The ratings of it all.
Okay. Unless the two of them, you know, come out with some like, we are in love and we're a couple. Well, okay, because they're both still married.
They're consenting adults.
Okay.
No, TJ was going through a divorce.
But they're not divorced yet.
No.
Right? And Amy, when all this started kind of, okay. So there's, first of all, there are like hundreds of pictures of them together.
Of TJ and Amy together?
Yes.
Why? Oh, because they work together.
No. I can't figure out if maybe one of their spouses hired a private investigator. Oh. These are like private investigator like pictures.
Oh,
you didn't see
good.
All the pictures?
No, but I'm gonna go Googling.
Oh, I'm gonna show you. It's all on the it's all in the Daily Mail.
Okay, I'm going to get my Google
on. So there are pictures of them, you know, like sharing Ubers, holding hands in an Uber.
Oh, wow.
After Thanksgiving weekend, they rented a Airbnb and they're like packing her car up and every time he walks past her, he like pats her butt.
Yes, butt pat. Yes. Okay, mad at you, TJ. And TJ is fine, by the way.
Nah, not my type, but.
Okay. What? He's too, does he have green eyes?
He's too pretty.
He's too pretty?
Yeah.
He's
too pretty.
I don't think he's aging well, but he's a very nice looking man.
Yeah.
I would give him the panties.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Moving on.
So there's tons of pictures of them. Like at a bar together, at, you know, getting in and out of Ubers together, going into their apartment buildings together.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So it literally looks like one of their spouses hired a private investigator. Like that's how
it broke.
That's how many pictures there are. Unless there was just some, because in New York, like you don't really hear about like paparazzi that much in New York.
I think
people think in New York that they can kind of like
live.
Yeah. Go about their
anonymously.
Business.
Yeah. Yes. Unless it's BravoCon weekend, you cannot. Okay. You will be followed and tracked.
Right.
Okay. But I feel like, you know, the more I think about it, I think that TJ's ex and Amy's ex need to get together and be a couple.
I mean.
No? I think that'd be good. I don't even know what these people look like, but I'm just thinking they should chat.
So Amy's ex is an actor.
Oh, yeah. From Melrose.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. I don't really know what he looks like.
Yeah. So, okay. So back to them. So TJ and his wife, maybe they have been going through a divorce for a while. I'm not sure. Amy and her husband were not like when this affair first started.
Okay.
Because there's pictures. There's a picture. All right. Amy and TJ trained for the New York Marathon together.
Oh, did they?
And apparently this is, you know, where they got quite close.
Oh.
But there's a picture of Amy and TJ and a couple other ladies and Amy's husband.
Ooh.
Training.
Together?
Yes. They're training for the marathon together. TJ has his arm around Andrew's shoulder. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, TJ, you are a low down dirty dog.
Right. So they were doing
scoundrel.
That. He's a man.
He's a man. He's a man. Yes.
So, and then apparently they said where they think they got close.
Is in London or something.
In London when they were there for the Diamond Jubilee of the Queen. That was in June.
Okay. They've been screwing before then.
I mean, yeah. So I'm just like, I'm thinking maybe Amy's husband started getting a little suspicious and hired a private investigator to get all these pictures.
And now he's going to punch TJ in the face. No question.
Right.
Because you've been smiling in my face, screwing my wife.
Right. Right.
That is horrible.
So because you have married people involved, I just think GMA has to do something.
Okay, like, I want to give a little tip to TJ's soon-to-be ex-wife.
Yeah.
Whatever it is that you were asking for in the divorce, double it. Because like now that we have a scandal involved, girl, you're going to have the court of public opinion and you need to get it all.
Right, but what if he gets fired? It's not going to be a whole lot for her to ask for. So I remember I used to like him. This was years ago.
At BET?
No, CNN.
Oh.
He was on CNN. Then they fired him for something.
They fired TJ.
TJ.
Okay.
They fired TJ. And he was out of work for a while. So he hasn't even been on Good Morning America that long. So when I saw that he was like on Good Morning America, I was like, oh, great. I like that guy. Yeah. I'm glad he's back on, blah, blah, blah. Juan would always compliment his, like, he always thought he dressed nicely.
He does.
And now I'm like, shit.
Where's Michael Strahan in all of this?
You know what?
He's like, I do not want to be a part of this drama at all. Michael pulled TJ to the side several times and said, dude, you don't want this. You don't want this fire. You don't want this heat.
Right.
Michael tried to talk some sense into him. This is allegedly Yaz. I'm just making this up. This is what I'm thinking.
Michael
always kind of like stays out of the drama. Like he stays out of the fray. This is after Kelly and him had their big moment. Kelly Ripa.
Oh.
Remember when she like had him fired and he didn't know he was fired until he showed up that day and they was like, oh, you ain't know? You don't have a job anymore. But anyway, like, I'm sure Strahan was like, dude, you don't want to do this.
Right, right.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. He said no one, from what I read, it's like people didn't really know, you know, there didn't seem to be anyone suspicious at work. Well, I don't know if that's true.
The energy and the chemistry.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
I'm sure was like on fire.
So I'm very curious. I watch every morning, but I watched this morning
and?
Deliberately and okay. Neither one of them were there.
No.
Yeah. Look at your face. Oh,
this
my God.
Is
God. Y'all.
Oh, my gosh. I am like so intrigued.
Woo! Yeah, neither one was there. So I am definitely going to be watching to see what happens.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not mad at it.
Because you had on ESPN, but see, the problem is that these were married couples having an affair. On ESPN, Jalen Rose and Molly, they were dating and they got married.
Yeah, and then we had the
and then they got divorced.
Morning Joe. I think that I think they're married now, but at one point somebody was cheating on somebody.
Oh, what is Morning Joe? I don't even know what that is.
Okay, never mind. Okay, so I do want to say one thing about Portia's wedding. Okay, I went to Portia Williams' wedding and it was amazing. It was completely amazing. So Portia had two weddings. So one was a traditional Nigerian wedding. The second wedding, which is actually what I want to talk about, which I wasn't there because I was in New York at the live show.
Yeah.
But looking at all the pictures, it was really nice to see like the OGs of Atlanta together. They weren't together like taking a picture, but like Kim Zolciak was there, Nene was there, Candy was there, Cynthia was there.
I haven't seen those pictures.
When everybody had on black.
Okay.
And it was nice to see that they were all in one room.
Yeah.
Candy gave feedback that her and Nene spoke, hugged, all that. And it was all good in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just nice to know that like life after Housewives is pleasant and nice. And everybody can be in the same space and it's not drama.
It's far more peaceful than life during Housewives.
Of course. Yes. But I'm saying now on the other side, because, you know, Portia's not on it anymore.
Right.
So it's like to know that they're all there to support her and, you know, be there for her special day. I just felt like it was great.
Yeah. Yeah.
And great to know that they all did it. And everybody, let me tell you something. People don't know how to clean up. Everybody looked amazing.
They did. And I am like, I need to have, what is it that Portia has that allows her to have seven different dresses. Like, what is it? Is it determination? Endurance? Like, commitment?
Portia
what is
said,
it? Focus?
Focus. I mean, Portia said, I'm never doing this again, so I'm going to do the damn thing. Okay?
Yeah,
she said, I'm going to do it.
The thought of for me, the thought of planning something like that, oh, no.
Yes.
That is,
I had, when the first wedding was supposed to start 11:30, it didn't. But anyway, the whole point is, I was leaving, I saw Yandy.
Yeah.
And Yandy was getting ready to eat. Yandy was one of the bridesmaids. She was getting ready to eat. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go because I had to fly back home. Yandy was like, I'm getting ready to eat. I've been here since 3:00 in the morning. I haven't eaten anything.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, girl, yeah, you need to eat. But like to know that like people are just like there to make Portia look amazing.
Right.
And it she pulled it off. Everybody pulled it off.
That was commitment.
Okay. All right. So we're gonna read one or two Thanksgiving ridiculousness news.
Yeah.
And then we're
out of here.
We're out of here. Okay. So this is from Stephanie Garcia. She said, "Hi, ladies. This includes Carly too. Carly, she's saying hi to you too. Okay. I hope you had a lovely Thanksgiving break. I just listened to the latest episode with Pastor Jamal Bryan. Oh, hey, Pastor. And I've got to say, Giselle, kudos to both of you and Jamal for your great co-parenting. I don't have children, but as a teacher, I've seen students suffer when their parents can't seem to get along.
Mm-hmm.
As for Robin, girl, you do you. These social media trolls out here are ridiculous."
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is the Thanksgiving story. Her grandmother hosted Thanksgiving this year, and it was expected for everyone to do their part. So bring food, help clean, you name it. However, after my aunt finished washing the dishes, my shady sister refused to wash her plate, got upset after my aunt asked her to be mindful of a clean sink. So she took the plate with her and dropped it off at my parents' house.
What?
What? She said, my sister is ridiculous, but this was an all-time low. Sidebar, we did have disposable plates and cups, but some people wanted a regular plate, which explains the washing and the dishes part. How crazy
what?
Is that?
Like over a plate, a dish.
Yes. She said, lastly, can you please do a show in Southern California? Yeah, we coming, Stephanie. But like, that's insane.
That is hilarious. And that, but it's so funny because at our live show,
yeah,
we had someone in the audience say that they got into it at Thanksgiving.
Because of dishes.
With their mother because of dishes. Like, they still weren't even talking to her because of dishes.
Listen.
Like,
I'm so down for the paper plates.
Y'all get through the whole, you know, cooking and eating
right.
and all that, and then you want to fight over dishes.
Over who's going to wash the dishes? That's insane.
That's insane. Okay, so Sedy, S-E-D-Y, Gladell, mm-hmm. says, the shadiest shade of Thanksgiving goes to Butterball.
Butterball, as in their, the company?
Yes.
Okay.
And their butter bust of a turkey.
Yes, butter bust.
Sedy says, we took this thawed bird out to get a brine going, and the entire back of the turkey was bruised. We had to rush to the store to get one of the last frozen turkeys. We were up every 2 hours with water trying to unthaw this damn bird in time for Thanksgiving lunch.
Oh my God. Okay, what is a bruised turkey? I don't even know what that is.
Not one that you want to eat. imagine you look at a turkey and right. it has bruising on it. Are you eating that?
No, I'm not eating
cooking
that.
Cooking that, serving that.
No, so what
anybody?
Happened? Did they throw can that happen if they throw it in the truck? If they throw it around at the grocery store? Like, how does that happen?
I don't know. But that's horrible. And you don't really know that it's like that until you take the wrapping off
Until you take the wrapping off. I wonder if they got their money back. Because those turkeys this year were not cheap.
Right. Not cheap. And good question. So it's like, okay, do you take the wrapping off when you get it to make sure that it's okay?
You can't do that in the store. Oh, and then take it back immediately.
Yeah.
I guess so.
I don't know. Listen, I was watching, like, you know, one of those Today Show segments leading up to Thanksgiving, and they were talking about, you know, making the turkey and doing this and that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a recipe. I was looking at recipes. And I was just like, ew.
For what? What part is ew?
Like, when working with a turkey like that, like, ew. That is, first of all, I don't even like turkey. Like, that is something.
No.
We just cut different than our parents and our grandparents and our grandmamas. No,
but that, like, they had to.
I'm not doing it.
No, I'm not doing it. If you're coming to my house, you're not getting a turkey.
I'm not handling a turkey.
No.
Like, that's gross.
And nasty and disgusting.
Ugh, taking all the insides out and no.
So on that disgusting. Note, we hope that y'all had a great Thanksgiving eating turkey.
Yeah.
That is our episode, guys. Listen, don't ever forget to live your life either reasonable or shady.
Or both.
Bye. Reasonably Shady is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And you can connect with us on social media at RobinDixon10, Giselle Bryant, and Reasonably Shady.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.